I stared up into the firestorm, trying to gauge how long we had. Sheets of corrugated iron cartwheeled by, coruscating blades of light. Every breath was a short, sharp jab in the throat, an asthmatic wheeze. Then some freak in the physics of wind or heat, there was a break in the cloud. I saw something, a bird hovering. I looked the creature in the eye. It was possum's bloody magpie, Pendles. But a Pendles transformed into something grander, a wild witness, an imagination on wings. Through its eyes I watched the inferno's brutal run up into the hills. I found myself swept up in a tempest of emblems. I saw robins and wrens, honey-eaters, mudlarks, their tiny bodies broken on a wheel of pain, the fragile architecture of their bones exposed. I saw falling koalas, smouldering kangaroos and echidnas. I saw runaround horses, tails ablaze, cattle on their sides, their skinny legs twitching and kicking. Time was transformed from a navigable stream into an exploding stained glass window, and fragments flew everywhere. Winds ran backwards, clouds clipped away to the west, light warped. I rolled over, face down, felt the life slipping away from me. Dying, I decided, is the loneliest thing you ever do. That bolt of useless wisdom flew through my head like a wayward arrow. For all the friendship and family, the moments of solidarity that bind our lives, when it comes to the crunch, you're on your own. Or are you? I felt a firm little hand in mine. Nadia. She knew what was going on. She'd been doing this, fighting to stay alive for most of her life. That hand was the only thing tethering me to the planet. If it hadn't been there, I would have just floated away, another piece of space junk. I found myself slipping into a dream world. Memories rolled through my head. Myself as a young girl running wild through the streets of Laverdon, my frazzled mother driven out of her wits by my eccentric father, who'd been driven out of his own wits by his failure to find a voice. I began to relax. Not a wise move. Nadia's grip warned me. The sleep creeps up on you like fog, like snow, but it's a sleep from which you never awake, a fog that doesn't lift. An explosion snapped me to my senses. I opened my eyes to see a gas canister shoot through the air. Nadia and I locked eyes. We need shelter, she had to scream to be heard. We're going to die out here. I tried to speak but couldn't.